Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we're here to empower you because that's what we're going to do. Can't stop us. That's what we like to do here on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about some national security issues that has to do with your health. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. And if time allows, we're going to try to fit in some probiotic news for you, improved digestion, and maybe some really good herbs that, you know, modern medicine calls a panacea. All right, so we got lots to talk about. But before we get to the quack report and all that good stuff, goodness, you know, March will be a history here soon. And but we will be talking with some new people. Well, we got John Monroe is going to be back with us on the 11th. And, of course, Dr. Carly will be with us on the 16th of April. So mark your calendars. They'll be coming back to empower us with some natural ways, natural therapies to help us sidestep a lot of problems. So we'll be chatting it up with them, and we'll see what April brings. You never know what's going to develop in the springtime. So, well, without further ado, oh, big salute and Semper Fi. Can't forget our military, praying for our military, lifting them up in prayer. God's hand of protection be on our righteous men and women in uniform, looking after them that way as best we can. And, of course, while we're hitting the knees and we're seeking the Lord's face on a regular basis, don't forget to pray for righteous leadership to be restored in America. We got enough criminals running the show. We got to replace those people with some decent people, law-abiding, God-fearing people. That's what we got to do. So that's what I'm praying for. Hope you can join me. And without further ado, let's do the crack report. Thank you, Frank. Let's see. Breast cancer radiation is in the news again. Apparently, there's a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine where researchers from the UK found that for every unit of radiation that is administered, it impacts a woman's heart. So women who undergo radiation treatments, whether for an illness or as a, you know, prevention, like a breast cancer screening, the mammograms and so forth, every time you get hit with that little burst of radiation, it impacts your heart. And the risk of having cardiovascular disease or a cardiovascular event increases, they say, by 7.4%. So every time you get an x-ray, every time you're hit with that radiation, bam, you're almost 8% increased risk at having problems with the heart. Now, a clinical trial service unit out of Oxford University in England, they learned that radiation given for breast cancer treatments is directly correlated with an increased risk of major coronary events. So breast cancer survivors with the highest radiation exposures also had the highest rates of heart disease. Now, radiotherapy for breast cancer, the mammograms, if you have a pre-existing cardiac risk factor, you even have a higher absolute risk of developing a serious complication if you go for mammograms and other radiation treatments. Now, in addition to the ischemic cardiac disease, radiation therapy has been associated with cardiac conditions such as pericardial disease, peripheral vascular disease, cardiomyopathy, valvular dysfunction, and arrhythmias, according to Dr. Javed Malashi of the Birmingham Women's Hospital in Boston. Wow. All right. I wonder does the x-ray machines, you know, the surveillance stuff at the airport count? I bet it does. I bet it's probably giving you a bigger whammy of radiation. All right, moving along in the quack report. An increasing number of parents, guess what they're doing? They're saying no to the papilloma vaccine for their daughters. That's right. More parents are just saying no to the HPV vaccine, according to a new study done by the Mayo Clinic. More than 2 in 5 parents that were surveyed believe that the HPV or papilloma vaccine is unnecessary. And an increasing number of parents express worry about the side effects. So the findings are going to be published in the Journal of Pediatrics. In 2008, 40% of parents they surveyed said they wouldn't vaccinate their girls with HPV. And by 2009, that figure had increased up to 41%. But by 2010, 44% of parents said, nope, my daughter's not getting that vaccine. Now, a study of 200,000 published last year, Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine, study there, they said the Gardasil or the PBV papilloma vaccine, they call it Gardasil, increases the risk of feigning and skin infections. But another study that was published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal said that allergic reactions, including life-threatening anaphylactic shock, was higher than the rates of other vaccines. So the other rate of allergic reactions to HPV, they said, was 5 to 20 times higher than other vaccines. Moving along in the quacker, GM food's in the news, your GM fish to be more specific. Major U.S. food retailers have signed on to the campaign for G GM-free seafood. They don't want any genetically modified seafood. So the retailers that are saying no to the genetically modified salmon are Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, and Aldi. So now this is a coalition of consumers that, you know, health food and safety advocates. Also, fishing groups are in this mix. Grassroots effort launched. They launched the campaign for genetically engineered free seafood. They don't want any genetically engineered fish on their plates. So retailers are that are in this coalition, this grassroots effort, more than 2,000 stores are participating across the United States, so they're not ordering your genetically modified salmon. And, of course, the FDA is not happy. No, no. At least they're saying at least they have at least 35 other species of genetically engineered fish currently under development. And the FDA's decision on this genetically engineered salmon application has set a precedent for the other genetically engineered fish and other animals, including cows, chicken, and pigs. Yeah. I don't know about you, but, you know, if it's genetically modified, I'd want to know, and I'm not buying it. Last but not least in the Quack Report, have you heard about the bat virus? I mentioned this a little while ago. But here it is. Experts on an infectious disease have sounding the alarm today, all over the world, actually. There has been a recent death of an 8-year-old boy who got bit by a bat in Australia. The boy last month became the third person, they said, in the county or the country of Australia to die from the Lyceris virus. The infectious disease folks are saying that this virus is transmittable from human to human. Okay, they don't know for sure 100%, but they suspect it is their hypothesis. Now, the boy was bitten during a family holiday in Queensland during December, but he didn't tell his parents he got bit. And 3 weeks later, he was suffering from convulsions and abdominal pain and a fever, followed by some brain problems, neurological problems. On the 10th day of his admission to the hospital, they discovered the infection of the Lyceris virus. Then he fell into a coma and he died on February the 22nd. They say human-to-human transmission of this virus has not been well documented, but it is theoretically possible. And the Lyceris virus strains circulate in bats, also in not only Australia, but the United States and in Europe. So it's not just an Aussie problem out there. So, you know, when it gets dusk and you see a bunch of bats flying around, it's time to head indoors. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about, first part of the show, we're going to be talking about some health issues that could make you and me a national security risk. What does she mean by that? Well, we're going to get to it. Now, I've come across some very important information that could lead us to conclude that anyone who is vaccinated can become a case for national security. I'm going to explain why in just a little bit. But first, I want to explore the 2009 swine flu and bird flu, the H1N1 bird flu, swine flu thing, that big pandemic that blew up everybody. You know, everybody was in a tizzy over that. And, of course, it fizzled. And it was all these millions of dollars, billions of dollars worth of vaccine floating about. So let's talk about this 2009 pandemic, in which, you know, health authorities urged everyone to get vaccinated with an untested vaccine, no less. So we were told that a pandemic was at the door and a vaccine had to be made quickly to spare millions of lives. So made quickly means there's no time to test it. There's no safety testing on the vaccine, but the population was reassured, the whole planet was told that the vaccine is safe. Well, I know that no vaccine is safe, but people, they like to believe in science no matter what. So now the results of trusting in medical science and the governments that run them are being exposed. Yeah, the data is rolling in, folks, and you can't cover this stuff up. Let's talk about the reports. A new study in the Lancet Journal reports on data collected from several reporting systems on the 2009 swine and bird flu pandemic. Apparently, according to the data from the Vaccine Safety Data Link, Medicare Surveillance System, and the U.S. Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs, the pandemic was a hoax, and it elevated the risk of millions of people who were vaccinated with the swine and bird flu to develop serious risks of paralysis known as Guillain-Barré syndrome or Guillain-Barré syndrome. Okay, so the statistics are showing that 1 in 100,000 developed the Guillain-Barré or GBS syndrome, but the vaccine also triggered other cases of autoimmune diseases. This research is showing that vaccine expert Dr. Phil Offit, you remember him? He's a complete idiot. If you recall, he was interviewed by New York Times in 2009, and he was quoted as saying that he doubted the swine flu, bird flu vaccine could be linked to Guillain-Barré or Barré syndrome. But now he's wrong. The results are coming in. What is very disturbing is the medical researchers who are speaking out say that these numbers represent a fraction of the total swine bird flu vaccine injuries. So this 1 in 100,000, they say, is not accurate. It's low. Let me read you a quote by Dr. Thomas Jefferson of Cochrane Vaccine Field in Rome, Italy. He says this: nearly every single flu shot study used to justify phony approval of H1N1 vaccine was flawed. Wow. And Gary Null, PhD, he says a mere 5% of vaccine studies are said to be reliable, and the other 95% don't hold water. They're faked, flawed, lied about, covered up, fraud. And, of course, Gary Null also reported on the CDC confession, and where he says, quote, influenza vaccines are still among the least effective immunizing agents available, and this is particularly true for elderly recipients. So the CDC knows this. Well, let's talk about pregnancy, because recently I've been reporting on medicine's unfounded change in vaccinating pregnant women. Now, it was in 2009, during the fake bird flu pandemic, that doctors were convincing their pregnant patients to get a flu vaccine. And what was the result? Well, a new study that's published, well, has just published the horrible findings, and it's in the Journal of the Human and Environmental Toxicology. They found that medicine killed hundreds of thousands of unborn babies worldwide under the disguise of protecting health. So the swine bird flu vaccine caused miscarriages and stillbirths to increase by a whopping 4,250%. That wasn't a, 5%, 10%, 50%, 100%. It was 4,250% increase. And what's worse, the CDC is willfully covering up this fact. According to Eileen Daneman, director of the National Coalition of Organized Women, the CDC published a fraudulent study in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology that withheld the truth about the vaccine, what it did to expecting mothers and their unborn babies. They actually reported there were no adverse events in the pregnant population for 2009 and 2010. And here's something else you got to know about. There's this uptick in strokes, right? The new research that has surfaced is citing that vaccines are increasing our risk of having a stroke. There seems to be elevated stroke rates in folks in the prime of their lives. So in 2012, a report in the American Academy of Neurology found a 44% uptick in stroke rates of people younger than 55. And modern medicine says they don't know why this is occurring, but I think they have a good idea what the culprit is. Now, to expose it would be like biting the hand that feeds you, because it's easier to blame it on lifestyle. So medicine's not going to, cop to this thing. So we're not talking about a few people either, folks. We're not talking about a few people having strokes in their 30s and 40s. We're talking about an epidemic proportion of people here. So the numbers of people with a wide range of neurological conditions is astounding, which include stroke, autoimmune disease, autism, narcolepsy, paralysis, blindness, SIDS, or sudden infant death syndrome, and encephalitis. Now, Dr. Rebecca Carley's been on the show here. She's a regular once a month. And Dr. Carley reported years ago that a Canadian physician had scientifically proven that vaccinations cause what are called microstrokes in the brain. In 2001, Dr. Andrew Muldin found that vaccines induce what is called microvascular strokes, but the medical community shunned his work. They wouldn't publish it either. And of course they did that because they didn't want to risk billions of dollars of medical income in the vaccination programs. And finally, I'm reading today, as I mentioned in the Quack report, that families are refusing the HPV or papillomavirus, the Gardasil vaccine, and they're protecting their daughters and their sons from autoimmune disease called ASIA, also known as autoimmune inflammatory syndrome, caused by this vaccine. Because I don't know if you read it, that the FDA was using the Gardasil for male boys in the instances of sodomy sex to protect them from cancer. So, sick. I know. It is sick. And this is why government is pushing through state legislation all over the country to overrule parental authority when it comes to vaccination of their children. Texas right now has got a Senate bill. What is it? Senate Bill 61, I think. They're trying to overrule parental consent and notification when it comes to vaccinating minors. Well, the U.S. government has classified vaccines, as Dr. Carley has often said, as bioweapons. In Section 175, Paragraph A of the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, the swine flu virus fits their definition of a bioweapon. It says, quote, if a biological product is engineered or a natural occurring component of any microorganism, a virus or an infectious substance, which is capable of causing death, disease, or other biological malfunction in humans, animals, plants, or other living organisms, or adulterates food, water, or the environment, guess what? It's a bioweapon. I want you to notice, though, if it is engineered, then it's automatically a bioweapon with an intent to destroy. So if a virus is passed through chicken eggs and has artificially changed the virus cell structure and they change it from a natural to an unnatural, this is a process called bioengineering, and it produces bioweapons. And how many vaccines do they do that to? So here's the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act definition of a toxin. It says this, whatever its origin or method of production, any poisonous substance produced by a living organism or any poisonous isomer, a homolog, or derivative of such a substance. So it's pretty broad and sweeping what a toxin is, but that would be, taking, smallpox virus, it's been eradicated, and it's, we were told it's been locked up in the lab over at the CDC. But that's a toxin, according to that definition. Now, bioengineered viruses produced in a lab are derivatives of the original poisonous living organism. So, therefore, forced injections of these toxins under the guise of offering health treatments are a delivery system as defined by the Anti-Terrorism Act as vaccinations with a fully weaponized virus. That's how they state it. Your vaccine, because of the way it's delivered to your body, how the poison or toxins delivered to your body, it's a substance that's been bioengineered. Therefore, it is fully weaponized. It's a virus that is fully weaponized. I find that incredible. Just disgusting, but incredible that they... Anyway, their definition of delivery system is this. Any apparatus, equipment, device, or means of delivering a specifically designed biological agent or toxin or anything that transmits a disease-producing organism. So that's their delivery system of your syringe with your bioengineered virus. So if you allow medicine to inject you with vaccines, you are a carrier and you possibly are shedding off the disease. You are walking, talking, you're a walking, talking bioweapon, basically, and technically classified as a risk to national security. Think about it. Nobody thought about that? Well, I did. Well, you know, we can expect to be informed of some new pandemics and new vaccines to supposedly counter them, but, you know, face it, pandemics are going to be a part of our future. So how do you choose to deal with them? Well, that's your choice, how you decide to deal with it. I personally, I'm not going to volunteer to become a bioweapon. Instead, I'm going to supercharge my natural immune system so it's equipped to deal with mutating viruses and drug-resistant bacteria. So if you've been thinking about immune system building, well, now's the time, an opportune moment. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They're the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. You get a free product catalog. You just call them a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. It'll put power into your hands. It'll wake you up. It'll show you what you can do. You're amazing. You just didn't know you are. Thepowerherbs.com is the website. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So check it out and be amazed. God says herbs are meat. That means they're powerful and they're here for the service of man. I believe God and his word. And guess what? That word's never going to pass away. We're going to take a break. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Wendy Wilson, and we're going to set on the second part of the show, the next 30 minutes of empowerment for you. Talking with my engineer on the break, and, you know, we share a common understanding that, you know, your immune system can be powered up by garlic and onions and echinacea root and all these powerful herbs that help stimulate your natural immunity. And they can really take care of those drug-resistant bacteria and viruses that you're all freaking out about. And forget about the universal vaccine. You know, you got God's universal, assault rifle right in your herbs there. You can shoot all those bacteria and viruses out of the sky. Okay, let's talk about a panacea for a moment. We're going to talk about what is known as the Great Panax. Now, the term panax is a Greek term. It means all healing, or you may be familiar with the term panacea. Now, from the ancient texts of Asian ginseng, that's one of the varieties of ginseng, Asian ginseng. And it did gain popularity as a panacea of herb tonics. Now, if you were a multivitamin of the ancient world, ginseng probably would have been the closest thing to it. Asian medicine places a lot of emphasis on hot and cold types of medicine, herbs, for different ailments, different actions in the body. So Asian ginseng, though, falls into the hot properties area. So the cold property herbs tend to have greater value and would explain why the Asian world went totally bonkers over the cold version of ginseng known as American ginseng. So Asian ginseng contains hot properties and would be given for, you know, circulation and blood ailments. And American ginseng is great for fevers, digestive upset, and is a great agent to calm the respiratory system. Well, let's talk about some of the science or maybe even some superstition thrown in when it comes to our great ginseng. So if we separate the science from the superstition, it is proven there's a long road here, a long history of ginseng that we can look at. The ancient Asian texts mention that people use ginseng. Basically, they believed it to be an adaptogen, which means it had properties they believed that strengthened the human body and it boosted resistance and disease against disease and stress, you know, gave them a lot of endurance. So thousands of studies have been done on different varieties of ginseng. However, despite all the testing, most consumers really don't know how ginseng works. Now, part of the problem is many of the studies that were done didn't distinguish which variety of ginseng was being tested. Was it the Asian? Was it the American? Was it the Siberian? And which part of the plant did they test? And what dose was used? And how was it administered? You know, what delivery system was used? Was it a tea? Was it a capsule? Was it a liquid? What? So research is listing American ginseng as containing what is called saponins or ginsenosides, and different compounds in Asian ginseng they're a little different. They're not the same, but they're different. Asian ginseng contains polysaccharides and steroid-like compounds called saponin glycosides. And Russian scientists have coined the term as ginsenosides. So the ancients were kind of right about the ginseng, that it does have adaptogenic properties to improve physical and mental performance. Animal testing has proven American, Asian, and Siberian ginseng help to elevate immune system function, improve memory, and boost metabolism production for more energy. Now, several of the animal trials noted that the ginseng root needed to be taken for several months to produce many of these enhancements. Now, the animal trials prove that the ginseng reduced blood sugar levels, and German physicians have used ginseng for things like fatigue, convalescence, and your ADD and HDAD. Personally, I use Siberian and American ginseng for different purposes, but they do give you a lift. And I honestly didn't have to wait weeks or months to feel that. So I guess it just depends on the quality of your product. Well, let's talk about the Siberian ginseng for a minute, because this is one of these ginseng's the herb is an herb that you really want to stock. It's going to really be a safety net for you, especially when you're ill. It'll help your heart and your filtering organs like your liver and your glands remove the pathogens faster. And you'll get shorten the duration of illness. So it's a nice herb that you can layer in with some of your immune-boosting herbs, for instance. Let's talk about Siberian for a minute. For over 2,000 years, Siberian ginseng has been used in Chinese medicine along with Asian ginseng. Russian scientists have identified the adaptogens to reinforce the body's ability to resist stress and disease. Herbalists in the West prefer to use Siberian or American ginseng over the other ginsengs for their ability to stimulate the immune system and also work like an anti-inflammatory, and also to help control blood sugar. Siberian ginseng is used extensively in all facets of Russian society. Professional athletes use it. Factory workers use it. Physicians use it. Test tube studies done in the Soviet Union showed that Siberian ginseng inhibited the spread of leukemia cells. Hey, if you just layer that with some dandelion root, you will say bye-bye to leukemia. Other studies show that it's an effective agent to boost the immune system to fight cancer, as I just mentioned. So other research that needs more testing is that it helps in the areas of heart disease, diabetes, and even radiation exposure. Hello? We just talked about how, you know, getting your little zaps of radiation can increase your risk of heart problems. I say get some ginseng and stay away from the x-ray machine. Well, traditionally, the ancient used Siberian ginseng for boosting immune system, for energy and appetite issues, and it does have adaptogens to help the body resist stress and enhance oxygen delivery to your cells. So this has a positive benefit on the glandular system, helping to normalize adrenal and thyroid function, as well as the blood sugar and blood pressure. So ginseng is really great for people with pulmonary issues as well, you know, emphysema, COPD, you know, you can breathe easier, more oxygen to the cells. Now, one study noted that if Siberian ginseng is used in conjunction with aerobic exercise, it helps the body to release more killer T cells, that's your immune system cells, to kill unwanted microbes or infections for 24 hours compared to just exercise alone. That releases killer T cells in the immune system for only 2 hours. So this would explain why the ancients claimed Siberian ginseng promoted longevity and was an anti-aging herb. Yeah. So, and you know, this is why the Russian athletes used it too. You know, gave them endurance, enhanced their immune system so they didn't get sick, especially under stress when they're at the Olympics. Well, let's talk about ancient currency, because just as salt was also used for payment for labor in the Roman Empire, Asian ginseng was more valuable than gold in ancient China around 2000 BC. It was so popular that it was over-harvested, and then it became scarce. So Asian ginseng root is slow to mature, and it's harvested every 6 years in the fall. American ginseng also has been over-harvested, and it's kind of slow to grow, too. It's harvested every 2 years. Now, in the 1700s, American ginseng from Canada was transported by French explorers to France, and from there it entered China to become highly sought after. So French Canadians and the French church, they sold American ginseng to China for $5 a pound. Back then, that was a king's ransom in the 1700s. Today, certified organic American ginseng sells upwards of $50 per pound. Siberian ginseng sells for about $10 per pound here or there, maybe $15, depending on where you get it. The American colonists, they wanted to cash in on this lucrative ginseng trade, so they planted American ginseng as far south as Georgia, and they sold it for about $1 a pound to the shipping agents. By 1740, ginseng became the most valuable export of the colonies, outselling fur. Within 30 years, American ginseng was stripped from the eastern seaboard, and it promoted a westward exploration of America in the search for wild ginseng. And one famous trapper, a fur trapper and trader, supplemented his livelihood with ginseng collection. He was known as Daniel Boone. So today, Americans spend nearly $400 million every year on ginseng products, which include supplements and even energy drinks. That's right. So ginseng, you won't go wrong with a ginseng. It's awesome. I love it. Well, let's talk about, let me give you a little ginseng snapshot for a minute. Some of the recent research tells us that the saponins that are in ginseng are the chemicals that assist the human body to isolate, purify, and eradicate substances that can harm us. So, you know, like viruses and bacteria would definitely be on the list. So, research done by pharmacologist Israel Brekhem at the Academy of Science in the Soviet Union, he revealed the adaptogens in ginseng help the body to kind of shift gears to cope with physical or emotional stress, as well as to increase our ability to resist disease. Wow. So if you're depressed, have anxiety, panic attacks, you can layer some ginseng with your herbs like valerian root and lobelia that help you relax and take tension off the nervous system without sedating you. You can cope. So you see how you can layer these things for maximum benefit. Some of the ginseng benefits his research revealed is ginseng combats fatigue without caffeine, enhances stamina, enhances memory, and prevents the depletion of adrenal glands, which are affected when you're stressed. Now, it seems that Dr. Breckham's research confirmed that what the ancients have said for thousands of years. So we now know why the Russians, the Koreans, and the Chinese Olympian athletes did so well at the games. They were taking some ginseng. An Italian study tested the stamina-enhancing effect of ginseng, and the results were so obvious, American athletes are using it now. So they also tested ginseng in treating chronic bronchitis, and they found that it helped speed the recovery time and offered resistance to illness. Danish researchers proved in a double-blind study that ginseng improves your memory, abstract thinking, and reaction time. Chinese researchers at the University of Southern California, they proved ginseng does enhance our immune system to make more interferon, which is a virus-fighting compound, and more macrophages, those killer T cells, to help wipe out an infection. Various German studies confirm this. And Siberian ginseng has been found to support your liver, your pancreas, and your glands when you're fighting off an illness. So it can be used in conjunction with your other herbs to help lower your blood sugar, your blood pressure, and American ginseng has been found to support your heart, your liver, and immune system when you're fighting disease as well. So American and Siberian ginseng are pretty much my ginsengs of choice. They're cultivated and grown here in the United States now. Don't have to worry about importing and, you know, quality. You could get certified organic ginseng right here in the good old U.S. of A. Now, like all good things, you don't want to overdo it, okay? So follow your product guidelines on your ginseng products. The FDA considers ginseng to be safe, so always check the quality of your ginseng to make sure that you're actually getting ginseng and you're dealing with companies that offer a money-back guarantee. Now, Apothecary Herbs, we offer certified organic American and Siberian ginseng along with our money-back guarantee. So you're also going to find herbal heart formulas to help your heart, formulas for your other organs of the body. You can layer in the ginseng if you'd like. So diabetic formulas on the website along with the milk thistle for your liver, barberry bark for your gallbladder. Of course, your heart cholesterol formulas. And your Body Foundation food mix for vitamin and mineral support. So you've got choices, you've got tools, and you've got some really great ginseng. And you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, to learn more, or give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's amazing. All right, we got a few minutes, and I'm going to touch on our probiotic news, but before I do, I want to remind you guys, if you haven't signed up for the free online newsletters that go out every week that will empower you with health information, I encourage you to do so. You can sign up for either the HealthQuest newsletter that goes out on Fridays. That's tomorrow. So if you want to get one, it'll go out tomorrow. So you can sign up at thepowerherbs.com. And it's all about herb secrets in the HealthQuest newsletter. And, of course, you'll get discount coupons to use on the PowerHerbs.com website when you subscribe. Also, another free newsletter right there on the website is the American Survival newsletter that goes out on Tuesdays. Dr. Carly writes for it, Alfred Adask, Melanie Cedarstrom, Dr. Stephanie, the chiropractic care, our self-sufficiency experts, as well as Ty Bollinger from the Cancer Truth Chronicles. So you've got lots of authors writing different information there for you, and it's all free. So you can sign up at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on the newsletter area, And you can pick which newsletter you want to sign up for. You can sign up for both if you want. And just put them in your shopping cart. There is a zero balance. You won't be charged. And you can just check out with a zero balance, and we'll sign you up, and you can get those right away. All right, moving along to probiotics. You know, a lot of people have been talking about probiotics. Everybody's on that probiotic bandwagon. They want to improve the digestive health. They're tired of the diarrhea, the yeast overgrowth, the candida, the constipation, skin problems, and being sick. So what are probiotics? Well, the name comes from the Greek word pro, which means promoting, and biotic means life. So it's supposed to promote life. On the flip side, though, antibiotic means against life. So probiotic has become an advertising catchphrase, and manufacturers are kind of adding probiotics to a bunch of other stuff to kind of cash in on that trend. So you can find probiotics in beverages and in food and, of course, supplements. So how do you know these products are going to help you? How do you know what product to pick? Are they safe? Well, we're going to get into that because they're not all the same. They're not all going to be the same cultures in the product, and different cultures are going to promote different digestive functions or reactions. Well, let's talk about some safe bacteria. The word bacteria is a negative connotation. Most people don't like to hear it. There seems to be some debate over probiotics and what constitutes a true probiotic. Now, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, they define a probiotic as, quote, having live microorganisms, quote, end of quote. So if you're using live probiotics, you have to administer the bacteria in the right amounts to avoid destroying good, healthy flora bacteria. So it's kind of a balancing act. Best to do that under the direction of a naturopath or a medical physician when you're using those types of supplements. And we have over 400 good, healthy bacteria in our digestive system. And the digestive tract also is lined with a network of neurons, and science calls this the second brain. So your digestive tract communicates with your brain with these neuron networks known as enteric nervous system. That's your enteric nervous system down there in your digestive tract. So therefore, your digestive system from the mouth to the colon will use about 1 million neurons with neurotransmitters and neuropeptides, plus 400 floras to do its job. The digestive ecosystem works to synthesize and metabolize your vitamins and other nutrients to support your human system, including the immune system. Well, let's talk about some bacteria bandits for a minute. Why would we need to add healthy bacteria? Well, as we go through life, we can encounter what we call bacteria bandits. We can get our delicate ecosystem of good bacteria off kilter, and that can happen with diet, getting sick, stress, medications, lack of sleep, and just about any toxin that you might want to come in contact with. So a healthy gut with healthy bacteria protects us from what is known as myotoxins, viruses, and disease, and other poisons. So if your gut flora is not healthy and balanced, if that bacteria is off kilter, it won't be able to kill some of those bacteria threats, and it can weaken you and not allow your immune system to be working top-notch. So the balance can shift, and you can wind up with more bad bacteria than good, so you got to be careful with those probiotics. So let's talk about symptoms. The symptoms that something is amiss with your ecosystem down there in the digestive tract is you may experience fatigue and even chronic fatigue. You might have urinary tract infections and muscle pain. So you need some good bacteria to convert your protein into amino acids, which are energy foods for all your cells. And if you don't have the right balance of good, healthy flora, you're not going to do that. So if your digestive system cannot accomplish this, you're going to feel tired. So with an imbalance in immune system, if that's affected, it's not fighting off bacterial infections, and you may even get an inflammatory response, and you can get some chronic pain. So a domino effect actually can take place. If the bacteria is not rebalanced, And disease can be the result. You can come up with even things like fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, and rheumatoid arthritis. So you got to be careful. Let's talk about some of the benefits of good, healthy bacteria. They're necessary for, as I said, your healthy immune system. Even newborn babies benefit from bacteria transferred from the mother in the birthing process. So when the right balance of healthy bacteria is established, the body's able to convert protein, store vitamins and minerals for the body to use as a regenerator, also to heal and to self-protect you from disease. So the trick is the right balance. However, more research needs to be done on those probiotics and natural bacteria out there. So I'm encouraging consumers to check their probiotic products carefully and avoid any product that has a genetically modified types of bacteria. They're not naturally occurring. They were designed in a lab. There are numerous products in the probiotic marketplace. Most will contain different strains of bacteria and yeast. Science has discovered and identified more gut flora than they knew about in the 60s. So the probiotic that you buy will depend on the ingredients that can offer different benefits from the type of ingredients that are in there from brand to brand. The bacteria are going to be identified by a species or genus or strain. Most consumers attempt to get probiotics from fermented dairy products such as yogurt. Because of the spotlight on probiotic health, you now can get some of your probiotics in cereal, juice, and even granola. And it's also advertised in candy and even cookies now. So are these products going to deliver you quality flora, balance the digestive tract? Is it going to be the right amount? Well, there's really no guarantee. There's really no guarantee. You got to read warnings. Only the manufacturer of a probiotic can really tell you about that quality and if there's any evidence to support their product is healthy for you. Science is still kind of studying the probiotic area. There's still the unknown that you need to worry about. So the consumer will have to do homework on probiotic products before they buy them and use them. There are lots of products on the market, including FDA-approved products, which are not healthy. So read your labels, and usually the number of bacteria by dose will be established as a potency level. So not all probiotic products are the same, and they can contain different strains and give you different results. So Activia is one. That's why some people don't do well on it and some people do okay. So you got to do your homework. And I see by the clock that I am out of time. So, hey, if you really want to balance those bowel gut floras, you know, do your organ cleansing, your bowel cleansing, and see how herbs can help you with that. And without all that toxicity, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll show you how at 866-229-3663. I got to go, folks. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.